Central Maui Wastewater Reclamation Facility. Before we get started on the presentation, I'd like to introduce Juan Rivera from the County of Maui Department of, Department of Environmental Management for some opening comments.
Thank you, welcome, and good evening, and thank you for coming to this meeting. I have some remarks that I had prepared before the events of last week, but I was asked to say a few words about the events of last week, and just to let you know that we're grateful for your attendance in this difficult time. We are grateful for all our first responders and all the officers, officials, and volunteers that are out in Lahaina helping with this tragedy. And I want to acknowledge that we are, thinking of you. And if you could maybe stand up for a minute and join me in a moment of silence. Thank you. So good evening, and thank you for coming to this meeting to discuss the proposed wastewater treatment plant in Central Maui. The preparation of this environmental impact statement publication notice is the first step to engage the community in getting familiar with the proposed project and give you an opportunity to submit comments on it. As you will see in detail later on this presentation, this facility will achieve a number of goals to enhance sewage treatment for both the new and future communities in Waikapu, in Wailuku and Kahulu areas. Among the goals that we plan to achieve are providing sewage treatment for developing areas, reduce reliance on the existing wastewater facility in Kahului, increase production and distribution of recycled water for irrigation and agricultural purposes, and minimizing the reliance on injection wells for disposal. The completion of this project will ensure reliable and continued sewage treatment and disposal to Central Maui for many years to come, as well as commence the process to the eventual decentralization of the existing Kahului treatment plant, which is vulnerable to sea level rise and shoreline erosion. This new treatment plant will incorporate the latest technologies to ensure the highest quality of effluent and the lowest environmental footprint possible. This project will also go a long way to help with the issue of affordable housing and in Central Maui. Something that in light of recent events has become more urgent. So I want to thank our engineering team and consulting partners from Brandon Caldwell, from Warren Munemori Engineering, and Munekio Hiraga, who are doing the heavy work of designing this facility and shepherding it through the permit process. Mahalo, thank you, and now I'll welcome back Yuki to continue.
Mahalo.
Thank you, Juan. Okay, again, good evening, everyone. This is a scoping meeting for the Central Maui Wastewater Reclamation Facility Project. My name is Yukino Uchiyama of Munekyo Hiraga. We are a planning consultant preparing the EIS for this project. First of all, I wanted to let everyone know that this meeting is audio recorded, which is a requirement under the EIS rules. So your comment will also be recorded and summarized in the draft EIS document. And before we get started, I just want to introduce everyone in the project team who are here tonight. From the County of Maui DEM, as I introduced earlier, we have Juan Rivera and also Scott Rollins. And from Brown and Caldwell, we have Craig Lickman and also Irina Constantinescu. And again, my name is Yukino Uchiyama from Munekyo Hiraga, and we also have Mark Roy from our office as well. Sorry, Derek. We also have Derek Ono from Aaron SMR Engineering. Thank you. Okay, here's the agenda for tonight's meeting. First of all, I'm going to talk about the purpose of tonight's meeting, and then I'm going to hand over to Craig to talk about the project need and project overview. And I'm going to talk about the EIS process and next steps moving forward, and at the end, we'll have some time for public comments. So what's the purpose of this meeting? So first of all, for us, the project team, to provide high-level overview of this proposed project, and also for the public to provide comments on any significant issues that you're concerned about to be analyzed in depth in the draft EIS document. And those comments can be related to the project itself, potential alternatives, environmental impacts, and mitigation measures to be considered in the draft EIS. So the primary purpose is to receive comments to inform the preparation of the draft EIS document. So this meeting is not intended to be a Q&A session because technical studies for this project is still being prepared, so we are not likely to have answers for your questions, but rather we want to encourage you to provide comments. So with that, I'm going to hand you over to Craig.
Thank you, Yuki. I'll try to figure this out.
Oh, it's tough,
Craig. I know. Just give me a chance. Okay. Back in 2006, the County Council accepted a study that looked at infrastructure needs for Central Maui. And the focus was the Wailuku-Kahului treatment plant, which is, of course, near the shore. At the time, there were chlorine gas cylinders there, so there was concern of potential tsunami impacts. So a very large study was done that looked at a whole host of options, and some of the options included things to be done to the Wailuku-Kahului treatment plant to keep it viable in the future. And then another recommendation was to implement a long-term plan of action to service the Central Maui area, basically build another treatment plant in the Central Maui area to handle growth. So 2015, we finished a study for the Maui, looking at Central Maui and how can we, given the growth was established to occur in that area, what would it take for the county to provide sewer service to this new growth area? And how could we recycle most or all of the effluent produced by a new treatment plant? And that was the primary goal at that. It was to let's create as much recycled water as possible. This is a graphic from that study. It just highlights the various areas that we considered for recycled water use in the future from Central Maui Treatment Plant. So this new treatment plant is necessary. We need additional wastewater capacity in order to support growth and affordable housing. We also want to reduce the flow to the Wailuku-Kahului treatment plant, which has injection wells near the shoreline, and we want to minimize the use of those wells. So we wanted to have a new treatment plant site that's well inland, away from any tsunami hazards. A lot of reuse of the recycled water produced, and well, I'll talk about this in a bit. Instead of injection wells at this new facility, see, I'm already not doing the light right. Ah, there it is. We're going to use something called soil aquifer treatment to dispose of effluent that cannot be recycled. And I'll talk about that more in just a minute. So we'll give you a very high-level overview of the project. This is first, we're going to talk about the service area for this new wastewater facility. We'll talk about wastewater transmission. That's how do we get the wastewater to this treatment plant. We'll give you a primer on the wastewater treatment plant process and what this new treatment plant will, how it's projected to be laid out on the site. And then we'll go into water recycling. We're going to be recycling most, if not all, of the effluent from this facility. But there may be instances where we have to dispose of water that either doesn't meet recycling requirements or it's raining and we can't use all the water because it's raining. So we have to have a disposal system, and we'll talk about that. So this graphic shows the service areas identified for this new facility. It includes existing development in Kealani and Wailuku Heights. Putunani is now being developed. You can see the dust fences down there, so that will contribute. The existing Waikapu developments north and south of the highway, or above and below the highway. So those are all existing. The new growth area, the main one, is Waikapu Country Town development. That's right there, shown in purple. This area up here by the golf course is identified as potential future growth, so that would flow to this facility potentially. And then the state is developing projects down here along towards Kihei, Pulehunui. That wastewater, when that area is developed, will be collected and pumped to this new treatment plant facility. And the red area there is land that's owned by the county, and that will be used there have been proposals for developing county facilities there. There's also been discussion of a regional park there, so those would be hooked up to this treatment plant. And this green bit here is our Central Maui treatment plant. So there's going to be existing development. These existing developments here currently go to the Wailuku Kahului treatment plant down there. So this will divert that flow away from the treatment plant. And then new development as shown. So we have to get the wastewater to the treatment plant. And to do that, we need a pump station. We looked at a number of sites, and the one that made the most sense is located at the drainage basin, the one where the goats are, on Wildlife Road. And we'll build the pump station in the corner of that property. The existing function of the drainage basin will be maintained. So we'll make modifications as needed to make that continue to operate how it was originally designed. So there'll be a pump station there. There'll be a pipeline, force main, that will send the wastewater down Waialae Road. There'll be an extension of Waialae Road constructed here, and it'll be pumped down there, and then it'll travel down to the treatment plant there. So that's the wastewater transmission. This table here just lists all the various properties that will be part of this project. You don't need to write this down, it's in the EISPN. So if you download the EISPN, you'll have the whole list of properties. So the wastewater will go to the Central Maui treatment plant, a new facility located between the development and the highway. This is a layout from our facility plan for the facility. But before we go into the details of this, let's talk wastewater treatment. How do we treat wastewater? There's a multi-step process to treat our wastewater. The first step is called preliminary treatment, And this is where we take out the big chunks. There's things like rags, blocks of wood, grit, sand. People go to the beach, take a shower afterwards, and that sand goes down the sewer. We want to remove that at the very front end of the plant, so that occurs in the preliminary treatment system. Next, we have secondary treatment. And secondary treatment is biological treatment. And what we do is we use a whole bunch of microorganisms, bacteria, protozoa, things like that. And in a wastewater treatment plant, we grow a culture of these microorganisms. And the microorganisms consume organic matter and nutrients in the wastewater, and then they get fat and heavy, and then we can settle them out of the water. So the secondary treatment removes solids, carbon, which is organic matter, and nutrients like nitrogen, phosphorus. The third step we call tertiary treatment, and that's filtration. And probably if you've had a fish tank, you know what filtration is, because you filter your aquarium water. In this case, it'll be cloth media filters to remove fine particles. And lastly, we have to disinfect. And disinfection, in this case, will be using UV light, and that kills or inactivates the bacteria and virus that are in the effluent to make it safe to return to the environment or to recycle. And then the last step of the process is solid management. We have stuff left over from this. We call it sludge, and we have to treat that sludge so it can be properly managed. So this drawing shows this is going to be the new road, Wiale Road Extension. And then the people going to the treatment plant will have an access road down to the treatment plant down here. This site, one thing I want to point out here is that this treatment plant is well away from both the development up here and the highway, which is down around here. We like to have a buffer zone around treatment plants, wastewater treatment plants, for obvious reasons. So going back to our site plan here, the wastewater will come down that exit easement. We'll have our preliminary treatment here. That'll be removing the big chunks. Then this area here is our secondary treatment, our biological treatment to remove organic matter and nutrients. Then the water will be filtered and disinfected at this facility. And then this will be a pump station to deliver water to users or to the disposal system. Our solids will be treated in these areas here. And we're going to have two buildings on the facility. There will be a operations building with offices for the workers there, control systems, laboratory space. That'll be located there, number 8. And then a second building is associated with the solids processing, which is right there. So we're going to be producing recycled water here. Recycled water is regulated by the health department. And this facility will produce R1 recycled water. That's the highest grade of recycled water. And R1 recycled water is safe for irrigation where public contact could potentially occur. Places like parks, schools, golf courses, street landscaping, and agriculture. This figure here shows where the recycled water will be used and how it will be transmitted. So treatment plants here. There's going to be a pipeline to take to send the recycled water up to the highway. And then the Waikapu Country Town developer will be constructing the pipeline from the highway up to a recycled water storage facility located Malka on their facility. This will provide pressure to the users. So from there, the water will be distributed. It'll be used for irrigation purposes in the Waikapu Country Town development. They'll have a network of piping throughout here to use for irrigation. The water will also be used to supplement ditch water that's used to irrigate this agricultural area here. This is identified as an agricultural reserve in the county's island plan. And then recycled water will likely be used on the county property here, including a regional park when that is developed. So we're looking at recycling over 90% of the effluent. Now, that's all great. Why don't we recycle 100%? Well, if we can, we'll recycle 100%. But there are times when we can't recycle the water. For instance, if there's more recycled water than can be used, like an extended period of wet weather, then there's excess water that needs to be managed. Or equipment breaks and the water doesn't meet the water recycling requirements. So under those two situations, if we have too much effluent that can't be recycled or it doesn't meet the standards because of an equipment malfunction, we have to have a secondary disposal system. And this is a requirement by the Department of Health. They want to make sure that the water can go somewhere at all times. So we're going to use something called soil aquifer treatment for effluent disposal. And soil aquifer treatment is a recognized form of land treatment, recognized by EPA as a form of land treatment. And it's become the state-of-the-art system for groundwater recharge. It's used in California quite a bit for, they have water shortages and they want to recycle as much water as possible. So they use soil aquifer treatment for groundwater recharge. And what's really great about soil aquifer treatment is it removes nutrients, metals, trace organic compounds, and pharmaceuticals from the water as it's treated. And I believe this will be the first soil aquifer treatment system in the state of Hawaii. So what is it? Well, it's not real exciting. It's a series of basins that you periodically flood with water and then you let it drain and dry out. The water, in this graphic, these two basins are taking the water and these two basins are resting. The water percolates to groundwater, and when the basins are resting, that allows air to enter into the soil, and it helps with the treatment of those compounds that are held in the soil. So this is a photo of a soil aquifer treatment system. This is in Washington State. Not too exciting, just some shallow basins with distribution pipes to allow the water to be distributed with this intermittent dosing to provide the treatment. So, and let me go back. And so these yellow blocks here, those are the proposed soil aquifer treatment basins. It takes a fair amount of land to do this, and you need proper soil conditions. And one reason why we have the treatment plant where it is because of the soils that are present here. You need a sand or a gravel, and we have some beautiful sand at this site that'll work great for the soil aquifer treatment. So in summary, we're going to have this new treatment plant. It'll be designed to treat 4 million gallons per day of wastewater from the service area. It'll The service area includes existing development, such as Kailani. So about a little less than half of the flow for this treatment plant will be taken away from the Wailuku-Kahului treatment plant and relieve the pressure on that system. There'll be about half of the flow will be from new anticipated development, such as the Waikapu Country Town development and the state's project down in towards Kihei there. We're going to have a little bit of extra capacity, so there may be other communities that want to hook up to this treatment plant at some point. So we've got some capacity there if that happens. The treatment plant's going to create R1 recycled water. Essentially, 90% or greater of that recycled water will be used to irrigate at Waikapu Country Town development and the adjacent agricultural areas. And then we'll have a soil aquifer treatment system as a backup disposal system. Back to you.
Thank you. So we have a little more to cover. Okay. So in the next section, I'm going to talk about the EIS process. So we are preparing Environmental Impact Statement, EIS. So what is an EIS? EIS is an environmental document that is prepared to identify potential environmental impacts that may be associated with this project, and also to identify mitigation measures to be implemented to offset or alleviate those potential environmental impacts. And there are primarily three steps in the EIS process. The first step is the EIS Preparation Notice, EISPN. So the EISPN for this project was published on July 23rd. and there is a 30-day public comment period following the publication of the EISPN. So that's until August 22nd, which is next week. And we are also required to have a public scoping meeting under the EIS rules. So that's why we are here tonight. So that's where we are right now in this process. And next step is the draft EIS. But before we can prepare the draft EIS, we need technical studies. So technical studies needs to be completed before we can put together the draft EIS document. So the draft EIS document will be informed by the technical studies as well as the comments we receive during the EISPN review period. And we are targeting 2025 for the publication of the draft EIS, and also there will be a 45-day public comment period following the publication of the draft EIS. The final step is the final EIS, and similarly, the final EIS will address the comments that we receive on the draft EIS. So we'll address those comments and include them in the final EIS. So that's the final step. So we have quite a lot of technical studies currently being prepared for the draft EIS document. We have traffic impact assessment report, construction traffic management plan, flora and fauna study, archaeological documentations, cultural impact assessment, air quality and greenhouse gas emissions study, noise study, agricultural impact assessment, view analysis, fiscal and economic impact analysis, facilities plan, preliminary engineering and drainage report, as well as hydrogeological study. So as I mentioned, the EISPN for this project was published on July 23rd in the environmental notice. And the document, PDF document is available through the URL on the screen or QR code, or you can, we also have the handout. So the link is also on there as well. Yeah, thank you. So next steps. So we covered a little bit, but the immediate next step would be the draft EIS once the technical studies are complete. And as I mentioned, we are targeting 2025 for the publication of the draft EIS, and there will be 45-day public comment period. And after that will be the final EIS. And once the EIS process is complete, we'll move on to other land use entitlements for the wastewater treatment plant and SAT site, which is 14.9 acres. So the current land use designations for that site is agricultural for the state land use district, as well as community plan and zoning district, county zoning district. So we'll amend, we'll process the district boundary amendment to change the current agricultural state land use district to urban, and change the agricultural designations for the community plan and zoning to public, quasi-public designations. In terms of the construction, the construction permitting and construction itself are anticipated to happen between 2027 to 2029. And operation initiation of the facility is anticipated to be in late 2029. So it's quite a long process moving forward. So public comments. So before we open up for comments, I just wanted to make a couple of comments. So you have a couple of ways to provide comments on the EISPN. Option one is to complete a comment card. We have some blank comment cards at the table over there, so you can fill out and leave that in the comment box we have on the table as well. And then option two is to provide oral comments at this meeting, so we'll open up for that shortly. And option three is to provide a comment letter or email to and submit them to the addresses on the screen. So again, the deadline for the comments is August 22nd, which is next week. So if you could submit your comments before that date, that'd be appreciated. And finally, I just want to make quick comments about or provide guidelines for providing comments. So as I mentioned at the beginning, this is not intended to be a Q&A session because we are not likely to have comments or answers for you today, but instead we are looking for comments to inform the draft EIS document. So secondly, your comments are invited on the proposed project itself, potential alternatives, environmental impacts, mitigation measures to be considered in the draft EIS, or any significant issues that you're concerned about to be analyzed in depth in the draft EIS document. And we don't have too many people tonight, but if you could limit your comments 3 minutes, maybe 4 minutes, 5 minutes, so that everyone has enough time, but yeah, to write comments, but you don't have too many people, so you can take some time as well. yeah, and as I said, we are recording this meeting, it's a requirement, so if you could raise your hand if you want to provide comments, and we'll hand you over microphones to speak to. So, yeah, thank you. So, anyone has any comments to provide? Okay.
Questions to be answered later, I guess. Okay. It almost looked like you answered the question here. I just want to make sure I understand. Will funding be set aside to put pipes or some kind of irrigation system in place to use the wastewater to irrigate the valley here to keep it green instead of the fallow, dry place that it is now? Brad Harger, President, Waikabu Community Association.
Thank you. Yeah, we'll, but I think that's the intent, but we'll address your comments in our document. Thank you.
All right. Then has there been any thought given to having a large water tower become part of this operation to provide emergency backup water for fire emergencies?
No, at this moment. Okay.
Could we think about that, maybe?
We can address that in the report.
Okay, thank you. Are there any concerns about dangers of this polluting the local stream that runs very close by?
Here.
You can follow the tree line.
Oh, yeah. Right.
But you can see it also diverges on rainy times and goes really close to your plant, where you can see the tree life.
No, we don't anticipate that happening. In fact, Waikapu is on sewer right now, so we're gonna sewer them and connect them to the plant, so.
Okay. So the water treatment area down below your plant and the stream, so we're not concerned about
it? No.
Close. Okay. The old Waikapu neighborhood is mainly on septic systems or cesspools. Is the county going to be putting in lines to connect them?
We have another separate project right now to sewer those areas, yes.
Okay, the entire old Waikapu?
Yes. At least the Mauka, stop if I'm wrong, the Mauka areas, right, it's called, right?
But there's a few closer to the park.
Yeah, all the way up to Upper Waiko Road.
Yeah, I'm thinking the other side of Waiko Road and below. Yes, that area.
Are we showing this one, Derek? No, I don't remember.
Okay, I guess that'll be addressed.
We'll address it. Soon.
Okay. There's a lot of folks that just live in that area as well that would love to have sewer. But they need a line put in close to the house so they can afford to get connected. Can we get a copy of this presentation somehow?
Yes, it'll be available.
Great. And last question for me is, you mentioned the water treatment process and using ultraviolet light to purify the water. Other areas use also hydrogen peroxide in that process. Will we be doing that at all? Or are we just sticking with ultraviolet light?
According to the studies we prepared, we are going to go with ultraviolet light. That will standardize with the disinfection systems we currently have in our other facilities. So, all right. Thank you.
Thank you.
AC, how are you?
Yeah, I'm AC Miller, concerned citizen. Got several questions or comments that I'll just bring up.
Yeah.
First one, I think, is from my perspective, very important with this project. Yeah, the project is needed. But more important is, I believe the county is at a crossroads relative to wastewater treatment in Central Maui, which runs all of Central through Malaya, that whole region. And if I'm not mistaken, the county will be investing close to $100 million plus for all of this work. So that's a major investment. And I just encourage or hope that when you go through this work and this study, that you look at all the potential facilities or systems that needs to be addressed. And what I'm talking to is, you know, there's historically been discussions of phasing out Wailuku-Kahului facility. Okay, this is a start with diverting flow. And you're looking at Wailuku-Kahului, I mean, they're going through a FAC plan now and developing the demands and challenges. And if that's in the down the horizon, that should be considered here relative to looking at land requirements. That's where I come from, more the land requirements and addressing it now. Even, I mean, you touched on, I scanned through the scope write-up, and we talk about Mālaia, but it's like a if and maybe kind of thing. And that should be seriously looked at I mean, there's been issues, I think we all recognize in the last year or so, that came up about Mile High and needs to be sewered. It's all on private package plants right on the shoreline. So I would encourage you to look at that too and be holistic in all of Central Maui and looking at your land requirements. Don't be short-sighted, build this facility, then 20 years from now, you're gonna be holy Toledans. What do we do now? So take advantage of it, like major investment on the county's part. So let's do it right for the long haul. I mean, that's that one. The other point I think Craig mentioned, where the facility is constructed or planned to be constructed, the development, there will be no development around there. And I would just, you guys need to ensure that there will be no development surrounding that facility. You know, that's a concern. I know there's going to be a regional park and things of the sort, but just need to ensure that that's addressed and that's in there in perpetuity and not down the road it's developed. I mean, we've seen it happen on Oahu, where out in Kailua, they built a treatment plant. Then years later, across the highway, they built townhouses. And there's been ongoing issues for the last 30, 40 years about odors in that area. So don't want to create the same scenario here. On the SCT land requirements, I know we show four basins. Is those basins intended to deal with Wailuku Kahului's effluent also? Because I know there's projects that are planned for Wailuku Kahului to divert the effluent inland. Is that going to be addressed as part of this project, or is that going to be another SCT?
Sorry, that is a separate project.
So it's going to be another bunch of SAT basins somewhere else. It's not going to be at these basins.
It's a separate project.
So again, it's not these basins though, right?
Correct.
Okay, that's fine. Just wanted to be sure. Then the other issue about consolidating is staffing requirements. It's so hard to find people. And if we're going to start building, we got Central Maui, we have this facility, I mean, the Wailuku Kahului, this proposed facility. If Malaya builds their own, that's another. To find people to operate it is a challenge. I mean, the county's experiencing challenges now, so I think that needs to be considered as a part of the criteria in looking at where you put the facility and what do you hope to treat at this facility. Because I would encourage you guys to look at another site. And what I would recommend is go look at a site by the sugar mill. AMB has 800 acres of industrial lands that is, you'd have to negotiate with AMB, but it would be available to, and that's more appropriately where this thing should be located, this facility. So just urge you to consider that. Somewhere was mentioned about a facilities plan. Is that available for the general public to look at, or the final?
Scott, what do you think? The facility plan, can we make it available, or? Yeah.
Oh, it's not final yet. Huh? It's final or not final?
Oh, is it a plan or draft? It'll be part of the draft EIS.
It'll be part of the draft EIS.
Oh, so when it comes time to review the draft EIS, we'll be able to review the fact plan. Okay, great. Another key concern from a ratepayer's perspective is, how is this going to be paid for? I know there's mention of state monies or government monies and things of the sort, but it still needs to be paid back. It's an SRF loan. So who's going to pay for all of this? Is it going to be the ratepayers, the current ratepayers, or is it going to come out of general fund? If you can address that, I'm assuming you're going to address that when you do the EIS, but make sure you address that. Pretty cool. I would encourage you to look at that. Craig mentioned that you're going to be building a new pump station in that Kealani drainage basin. Just ask that you address, you've taken away 10,000 square feet of drainage basin. What's the impact relative to dealing with drainage for all of those subdivisions? Other point is, I guess I was of the understanding that this facility, proposed facility, would be treating septage from all of the county of Maui. Right now, all the septage waste goes to the Wailuku Kahului facility. And we were led to believe that it's all going to be diverted to this new facility. And if that's the case, that should be addressed.
I believe that's the case.
Yeah, it should. So you should address it in the EIS.
Yeah.
On the Wailuku, the country town, the, so 4 million gallons per day of effluent, or treated, recycled water, I guess will go to Waikapu country town and the other ag areas. Mm-hmm. And that demand is there for 4 million gallons in those areas identified. I mean, just...
Yeah, we believe so, yes.
And then who's going to own the tank and the recycled water system?
The tank, I think, is being developed and...
I know, they're paying for it, right?
Waikapu, well, Waikapu, you know...
So are they going to be responsible then for distributing the recycled water and dealing with those issues? Mm-hmm. Any issues that come up with it?
We'll have to address that. I don't know the answer to that question.
Okay, I'm not...
All I know is that we're going to... The plan is to build our pump station enforcement up to the highway, and then they'll take it from there to their system.
Okay. On the ASAP treatment, I'm just wanting to be ensured that that's going to be evaluated. This gentleman asked about impacting the stream. Well, you said it's not going to impact it. Well, how do you know it's not going to impact it if that's going to be evaluated as part of the EIS? I mean, it's going to be modeled, and Craig mentioned the soil type is mostly sand. Is that a mm-hmm. positive thing? Yeah, for drainage, it's great. Mm-hmm. But to achieve all of the treatment that was laid out, is sand the best mm-hmm. strata yeah. to deal with that?
As Yuki mentioned, there is a hydrogeological study being done.
Oh, yeah, so that's all mm-hmm. going to be addressed, right? In reading the scoping project, it says the county is going to be constructing a gravity sewer line to Waikapu Country Town. And I'm just wondering, why is the county paying for it and not the developer? That's over $1 million mm-hmm. of capital improvement. It's only going to serve that development, so shouldn't it be the developer that pays for it? I mean, you guys can address that.
Okay.
Okay, just circling back to Maalaea in terms of who makes that decision on Maalaea connects in or don't connect in? If you can address that.
We're not... We're providing capacity at the plant that if the Maalaea community chooses to connect in the future, they will be able to. How that decision is made, I don't know at this moment.
So capacity is going to be available at this treatment plant to provide service to the
Maalaea?
Should
they choose to connect, yes.
It will be. Okay. Well, I'll provide some details in the, when you do the mm-hmm. EIS. Okay, I'll pass it on.
Thank you, AZ.
Anybody else?
I'm Glenn Adolfo. I'm with the Waikapu Community Association Board as well. My concern is we're from Waikapu Gardens area, right where Waiale Road comes down, where you're going to build the, we're going to come right down that area. And again, the stream is an important thing because water's there, and we want to make sure we protect the water and the stream. The other thing is, what about the odor and smell? Is it going to come out to our community because it's being built right in our backyard?
All those are being investigated in the studies, and like Craig said during his presentation, we're providing a buffer area to minimize the odors.
And
we'll have auto control. Yeah. There'll be auto. Yeah. Sorry. Thank you, Craig. We envision having auto control at the plant.
What kind of auto control are you looking at?
Well, again, the studies haven't been done. The design is not finished. But typically, if you look at our other facilities, we use a what we call a bio tower, where the foul air is is pushed through a tower that has a biological media that clears the air before it discharges to the atmosphere. So it takes out all the hydrogen sulfide.
The other thing is Waikapoo Country Town is Mike Atherton, the developer there. And I know he was supposed to do this, but he got funding from the state to build it in exchange for schools being built in the area too, yeah? And the extension of Waialae Road as well. My thing is, our community has always wanted to make sure that we're on it too, because we have people, and because it's building in our backyard, we want to make sure our people have the service too. And there was talk about Malaya coming in and talking with Mike Atherton to get this thing done. But you know, please consider the people whose community you're building in first, and making sure, because these people have to get off, from what I understand, the septic tanks and cesspools by a certain year. And so it would only be fair that if you folks are gonna build it in our community, that you folks consider the people as well impacted by it. Okay. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Just one more one.
All right.
Promise. I'll hold you up to that.
When you're looking at the alternatives, I would ask that, you know, relative to the secondary treatment process, that you look at that one other alternative is the granular activated sludge system, because that's proven to be viable and it's taken hold throughout the country and the world as a viable alternative. And what you get out of that is, move over.
Sir.
Those four circles, you don't need those four secondary clarifiers. So that gives you more land to do whatever you need to be doing at the facility relative to expansion or things of the sort. And the other thing is, it's more energy efficient than conventional activated sludge. I know that in a FAC plan draft that we were able to look at, they talked about MBRs, but MBRs, yeah, are very energy intensive to operate, but the AGS or GAS, whatever you want to call it, is something that's pretty viable, and I would ask that it be looked at closely in terms of its acceptability or appropriateness for this project. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you, AC.
Would you mind identifying yourself in that comment?
Johnny Babouf now. AC Miller.
Any more comments? Ma'am, please state your name.
Hi, I'm Jackie Takakura. My comments are first, if you could please consider landscaping so that when we drive by, we don't have to look at a treatment plant that might be unsightly from the main roads. And then also to encourage the use of photovoltaic, because I know this is going to be a lot of power used. Thank you.
Thank you.
Brad Harger, Waikapoo Community Association Board. I just wanted to reiterate again, or repeat what Glenn had said. We want to make sure that old Waikapoo gets on the sewer line that's available to us. Not just Waiko Road, but all of old Waikapoo, from Waiko to the tropical plantation, Mauka and Makai. So these houses, just right here on the other side of this park, are still on
cesspools.
Cesspools, right there.
At the stream.
Yeah, on the street. Yeah. So, that was it.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you for your comments. Was anybody else wanting to make any comments this evening before we wrap up?
So there'll be more. Sorry. Please identify.
Glenn Adolfo, Waikapoo Community Association. So there'll be more presentations and opportunities for people to come out on this? Or is this pretty much it, and then you guys go into the...
We're moving into the, you explained on the EIS process. I think when we do the draft EIS or the EIS, there'll be more meetings, right? Or are we required?
There is no required EIS meetings moving forward, but we are happy to coordinate with anyone who's interested to know more about the project to have potentially meetings, community meetings. Or
okay, and just another comment with that. We had our board meeting tonight. It was supposed to be by Zoom, but we canceled it so that we could be here tonight. And maybe if we could have like the PowerPoint you folks had so that we can share with our community as well, or even do something, hook up with you folks. Not this extensive, but just real brief so that our people can know as well what's going on. Yeah, there is a lot of development coming up. The Waikapu Country Town will be about 1,500 plus units, plus two schools. There's gonna be a middle school and an elementary school there as well. And you know, lots of businesses and commercial areas. So we're looking at big developments happening here and as well as down the street from us. So we're trying to keep on top of what's happening so that we can have a say and know what's going on in our community as well. Thanks.
A.C. Miller, and just one comment on, I would strongly urge you to do another community outreach type meeting when the draft EIS is done. Because what's presented in the supporting report or study is just bones, and the details will show up in the draft EIS. And that'd be a great time to communicate with the community about what's going to be happening, financial impact to the community and things of the sort. So I would urge you to do another community meeting, even if it's not required by law. Thank you.
Thank you, AC.
Okay, so thank you so much for your comments, everyone. And yeah, we really appreciate you all coming tonight. So I think this concludes our meeting tonight. So thank you again, and make sure we have your contact info so that we can share the PowerPoint presentation. So thank you so much.
Thank you.